This is NPR's Life in Berlin. There have been many blue books produced by the British Parliament since the 15th century, but one in particular is the Blue Book. It's a 212-page document from 1918. It's actually titled Report on the Natives of Southwest Africa and Their Treatment by Germany. It's a collection of 47 sworn testimonies and other reports, assembled to prove that Germany should cede control of its colonies to British South Africa.
Namibian activists know about it, but that's about it.
Cuban-American writer and artist Coco Fusco has been working on themes of gender, race, and power for decades. She was commissioned to present a performance on language at Sophienzele as part of Kunstwerke's Weekend series. In a piece titled Words May Not Be Found, Fusco and seven others read aloud from the Blue Book, giving voice to native testimonies about the experience of living under German colonial rule.
And I had been very interested in the history of the rebellion, the Herero and Nama rebellion, and the German Southwest military campaign to quelch the rebellion, and that, you know, culminated in the killing of 80,000 Hereros. And the stories that emerge from that conflict. And that's a very unusual kind of historical document. Usually the story of colonialism is told by the colonizer.
The testimonies from the Blue Book, read in Words May Not Be Found, contain graphic accounts of violence that the Nama and Herero suffered, leading to their rebellion in present-day Namibia. The German officials' banal and officious responses are hard to listen to.
Very interestingly, 8 years after the report was published, the British government agreed to destroy it.
Apparently, by 1926, it was more important for European colonizers to present a unified front than to single out the Germans for the Herero genocide. And so the report more or less disappeared.
This is a chapter of German history that is not taught in school. These are aspects of German history that are not given proper attention. That are not collectively known. And I'm more interested in a symbolic sense of putting the story back into the collective consciousness.
Even though the Kunstwerke performance is reading, not acting, I had to ask, does it become emotional to sit with these traumatic chapters of history?
I don't see anybody in America crying about slavery. In my experience, there's more avoidance than grief. It's hard stuff.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Lily Kelting.